So Lewis Hamilton dominates from the front again as exploding tires punctuate the first of two Grands Prix at Silverstone with late drama. Stick around as Caitlin and I review the 2020 British Grand Prix.
Good. We had a race today.
I know, that was fun.
Was it fun? Was it a fun race? I found myself during the race a little bored.
Yeah, you seemed a little distracted. I was really looking forward to the race. Like, I was excited that we were having a race, but you're right, It was boring in the middle.
In the middle, there were some good midfield scraps. Norris and Sainz and Ricardo and Stroll were involved. Ocon.
It was a good start.
Yeah, towards the beginning and the end.
Yeah, and then the end was also exciting. There was just a point, definitely a point in the middle where you could tell, like, the announcers were just kind of, like, casting around for stuff to say.
Yeah, a little processional.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of safety car. There's a lot of safety car laps, too. A
lot of safety car laps.
So that's to be expected, I guess.
Couple of big safety cars. So, but before we get to the action on track.
Yes.
There's some pre-track action I want to talk to you
about.
First of all, that Sergio Perez didn't race.
Yeah, I know, and we were all so excited because Hülkenberg was back, but then he wasn't.
Yeah, Hülkenberg was back, and then he wasn't.
Boo.
Something was wrong with the scar, but first of all, let's take this one step at a time. Sergio Checo Perez, or Perez, tested first inconclusive for the COVID.
Yeah.
The coronas. And then so everyone was like, oh, we don't know what we're going to do. We got to wait and test him again. And then it comes back and it's positive.
Right.
Okay, so long story short, he's positive. He's got to sit out the next two races. So yeah, and now Hülkenberg is in his seat.
Fun.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I mean, I hope Sergio's fine. He doesn't seem like symptomatic. It just seems like
he's not. Yeah,
I saw this little video.
Posted on Instagram that he feels fine and everything. And so exciting for Hülkenberg to be back. And then his car pooped out.
Yeah.
And didn't work, so he couldn't drive.
Interesting. Yeah, Racing Point didn't. Well.
We can get there when we get there.
Right. No, sorry. Pardon me.
No, you're doing fine. No, that's good. We're developing a little bit of a structure to this. That's
okay. We're trying, okay, guys. We're trying.
Yeah. So, but more here. There's a little bit more I wanted to dig into in this Perez story.
Perez.
I know. I feel like that's I say it different every time. Yeah. Because he flew to Mexico.
In between races. Yeah, okay.
He flew to Mexico.
Sure.
And obviously he was allowed to, and the team supported him in it, and they gave him their blessing and everything to go.
Were other people not allowed to? I mean, it was 2 weeks in between. I thought maybe they'd go back to their families. It seems like they would. Everyone.
Right. I think that there were certain just guidelines and protocols everyone was expected to follow, you know, and if you...
That was an exceptional thing, him going to Mexico?
I don't think it was exceptional. I think it was kind of, it was kind of like, yeah, you can go to Mexico if you want. Here is what we would like for you to do if you do go to Mexico. We'd like for you to wear a mask. We'd like for you to...
It's like the whole pandemic response. We'd still
probably prefer that you not just go to Mexico. Here's some
recommendations.
Exactly. But
like, LOL.
So that's kind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been the discussion a little bit. It's been Checo has said, I went to Mexico. I know that looks kind of bad, but I followed all the guidelines. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, well, you can follow the guidelines, you know, all day long, but are you still putting yourself in unnecessary risk?
Yeah,
by
I mean,
doing things that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, I would guess he was in like a private jet.
Yeah, and, probably.
And so, I mean...
But still, you know, he interacted with who knows who. Yeah. And anyway, it's just... so that's kind of the
take. Yeah, like his whole family would have had to be quarantining.
Yeah.
In the meantime. Exactly. I mean, yeah, but...
I mean, that's probably how he got it. You can't
see your family for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now he'll probably take it more seriously because you kind of just ruined your season.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too.
And maybe the other drivers will, too, now. This is the season that
Perez was, like, gonna actually really try to save his career. Like, he needed these races.
Yeah, that's too bad.
He needed this. You know, he's missing... 2 out of 13 races.
Hopefully, yeah, everyone maybe takes the guidelines a little more seriously now after this happened, because we can't have more drivers drop out. That'll be bad. It'll be like the baseball fiasco.
Yeah, I know. Baseball is a fiasco. Golly, that's crazy. So that's one bit of pre-race news that I thought would be interesting to talk about, because it was kind of a big deal. It was absolutely a big deal. And then poor Hülkenberg, of course, didn't get to race, which we
can
talk about later. He will, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, next week.
The other bit of, pre-race news that had everybody chattering was Lando's cute little helmet.
Oh my god, it was so cute.
Yeah.
I know, I like how everyone's just beside themselves. They're just like, look at that little helmet.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I know. But it is cute. So.
Yeah, it is pretty cute. What happened was, well, no. I mean, so Lando hosted a competition for everyone to design his helmet for... like an open source design of his helmet for his home Grand Prix. Yeah, and this has been going on for like a year.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because...
Well, that's what... Didn't he say he has like other designs he wants to do from the same...
Yeah, and there, this goes pretty deep because Lando has always loved designing stuff. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. he like designs helmets himself. And he really... His helmet is a design homage... Mm-hmm. to Valentino Rossi, a MotoGP racer, and Lando takes, like, his design, you know, he's a design guy.
Right.
You know, and so, anyway, and so he hosts this competition that's like, submit your designs for my British Grand Prix helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine all these guys were just like, oh man, I'm gonna make such a badass helmet. It's gonna be so cool. It's gonna be so awesome. You know? Yeah,
right.
Which is what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And Lando and ends
little
up...
little Eva comes along.
Eva. Yeah. Eva. So Lando ends up choosing this helmet that's just like crayon...
It looks great.
Yeah, it says like Lando Norris.
She's 6 years old. Six. I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's got a little car on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's cute too because it says Lando Norris, but the S doesn't fit.
Yeah, she ran out of room.
She ran out of room. So it's like Lando Norris. Oh, man. So that's really cute. Lando just is impossible not to like.
Yeah, he's pretty precious.
Yeah, he's impossible not to like. New Alban engineer. Do you care about
he,
that?
Did he come? He started back up again for this race.
Yeah,
he was there in place in position. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm making a face.
Yeah. Like a Wallace and Gromit face.
Yeah. Like okay, yikes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Congrats on the new position.
Well, Pierre.
That's gross. It sounds like you're like Hugo vomiting our cat.
Well, that's how French sounds.
No.
Pierre Gasly said that he asked for a more experienced.
When he was in the Red Bull seat?
And, yeah.
Or now?
Yeah, when he was in the Red Bull seat.
And they were like, shut up, Pierre.
And they were like, we'll think about it. They gave him what my parents would always, we'll think about it.
Mm-hmm. That's when you knew.
Which meant?
You weren't going to get what you wanted.
No, that meant no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was a thing. That was also race news, pre-race news. Albon got a new engineer. And this was the engineer, by the way, that worked with Daniel Ricciardo. During his time.
Okay.
So they had a lot of success together. So yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. That's exciting.
And Albon, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but he really fluffed it in qualifying, but he had an okay race. He climbed back up.
He got a penalty and, like, popped someone's tire and
yeah,
stuff.
We'll get to that. Oh, they like organized the protests this time. They had like filmed statements from the drivers and stuff. I didn't see them.
The Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, I think they're officially referring to them as like the End Racism.
End Racism campaign.
Or movement.
Flashy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see something on Instagram, like Roman Grosjean maybe talking about it, like how he was like, we just needed some structure.
Mm.
He was like, I just didn't really understand, but then I talked to Lewis about it, and then like now I understand a little more or something. Like they just hadn't had a plan before.
Yeah, there was some awkward beef there between Roman and Lewis.
Oh, there was beef, okay.
Yeah, for a bit, because Roman, as the spokesperson for the GPDA, Grand Prix Drivers Association,
mm-hmm.
felt that it was his responsibility to speak on behalf of the people who didn't kneel.
Oh.
And so when he spoke in front of the drivers and said, you know, like, well, something along the lines of, well, we've already knelt, why do we have to keep kneeling? You know, some people are uncomfortable with it, da 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 da. Lewis took it as Roma being like very anti kneeling
mm-hmm.
and anti the whole protest movement.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of misunderstood that the context that Roma was just sort of like reporting for.
Right.
That he was just kind of like the mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And so that drama kind of transpired.
Okay.
This week. There was like a 45-minute phone call.
Wow.
I know. I don't imagine Lewis and Roman speaking on the phone for 45 minutes too often.
No, I don't think so.
That doesn't seem like a...
Yeah, but yeah, that's interesting. I wonder how that went. I mean, I think, yeah, they probably just needed better communication, like figuring out what everyone really thought.
Yeah, and I tuned in pretty early, and maybe it's because I watch on F1 TV and not Sky or not
mm-hmm.
ESPN. I don't know. But I didn't see what they did. You know, apparently there were like planned videos of drivers, messages and stuff. So they, you know, they did what we
Maybe it was in like the pregame show predicted. On Sky.
Maybe, yeah.
Hmm.
So, speaking of Hamilton and his activism, I feel like it behooves me to mention that he also tweeted, or I don't know if it was actually a tweet, that's just kind of my universal verb for posted something on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted.
Yeah, I don't follow Lewis. Not because I don't like him, he just posts too much. So.
He tweeted / posted / Instagrammed a, like, vaccine conspiracy video.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted just to get your reaction to that. Okay, so let me just break this down for you what happened. So he tweets this vaccine conspiracy video that's basically like somebody, and I haven't watched it. Full disclosure.
This whole podcast is just like, and I don't know anything about this, but...
But here's my opinion about it.
Here's my take.
Yeah. So, I have not watched this or read this or
you
seen
didn't,
this.
You didn't see the post? Like, where...
No, I saw a screenshot of... Okay, so the post was Bill Gates is gonna, like, you know... put microchips in you because of the vaccine or something.
Right, of course.
And
it makes so much sense.
And there was like this little caption associated with the video that said like, I remember when I told my first lie with the little crying face emoji, and Hamilton didn't caption it himself, but...
Wait, what? I don't get that. Like, lie about what?
Like,
lie about...
It was Bill Gates... It was Bill Gates speaking, like, saying that he wasn't going to do that, you know? And it's like, I remember when I told
him.
Oh,
I see. Okay, gotcha.
So, anyway, or something like that. Something like that. Again, I haven't seen it. Okay. But so the idea is that, okay, so I don't need to see it. Like, the idea that you would even be associated, like, that you would be tangential to these conspiracy videos as someone who is trying to be taken seriously is a problem.
Well, that's even, like, I think. Yeah, exactly, because like he has a huge audience, a ton of followers, and yeah, he does want, you know, use his position to like try to make the world a better place, probably in his mind or whatever, like, you know, uses it for causes that matter to him and he thinks should matter to everyone. And so, yeah, it's irresponsible to post things. I mean, at the same time, it's like he's just one person, like, you know, people make mistakes and have weird opinions or whatever. Right. But it's just with all this, like, anti-science of current that's running through our society now, it's like not super surprising that he might believe some conspiracy theories and stuff, but also like it's disappointing because please, we don't need more of that, especially at a time when we have a pandemic and like we're working on a vaccine, and like once that vaccine happens, like, please, everyone needs to go get
it out. Yeah, he did come out in his defense and say like, I do believe in vaccines, I'm sorry that, you know, I posted the video because, like, I just thought that there was, like, there needs to be some kind of conversation about, like...
That does not need to be a conversation about that.
I don't really know what his excuse was for posting the video. I don't really know. But he did apologize for, like, it being taken the wrong way and said he does believe vaccines are good and he will get the vaccine and everyone should get the vaccine and, he, you know, all that.
Okay.
He did say that, which is good,
yeah,
obviously.
That's good.
Yeah, it's just, and you know, the ultimate tragedy really is that, like, things like Black Lives Matter and, like, gender equality and things that, like, Lewis Hamilton could have an actual effect on, like, those things do matter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you post crazy nonsense about, like, Like you, okay, let me put it a different way. Like Lewis Hamilton could have an effect.
Yeah.
On a positive effect on things like social justice, you know, mm-hmm. in like ways mm-hmm. that matter.
Yeah.
And because he's so popular and because he's so influential. And so when he posts crazy stuff on his, you know, he undermines his own credibility.
Yeah.
And so that just sucks because he's trying to do so many other good things that way you're like, well, why should I listen to you about Black Lives Matter when you're trying to tell me that Bill Gates is going to put microchips in my, you know, I mean.
Like he should be unimpeachable or what he should.
No, of course I'm being extreme, you know. I'm just saying that, I'm just giving an example of how he's just, it's a shame because he's
just a one guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he drives cars fast. I mean, very fast, very well.
Speaking of which, should we talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, go ahead. You wanna keep ranting
about
that?
We can move on.
Well, I mean, we are going to keep talking about Lewis Hamilton because I wanted to just move on to the actual, like, race action. We haven't even started talking about that yet.
No, yeah.
Which we should. So, to begin with Mercedes, Lewis started from the front, dominated from the front, drove out away from Valtteri. Valtteri kind of stayed a little bit closer this time. And then at the end of the race, their tires exploded.
Yeah.
And, poor Valtteri went from, I guess he was in second.
He was second.
All the way down to like 12th or 13th.
Did he finish the race?
Yeah, he finished.
Oh.
Cause he ended up pitting and then coming back and I remember specifically because this is how sad of a day Sebastian had.
Oh, yeah.
Valtteri blew out a tire, pitted, came back on track, and still almost caught up with Sebastian.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
Yeah, so, anyway, so, but that's championship, just, Lewis Hamilton's pretty much already won the championship.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure, there's just no doubt, but... Yeah, and I mean, I guess he got his seventh win at Silverstone, which was record-breaking, but also funny just because it was so, like, inglorious, though, you know, him, like, hobbling over the finish line, just
funny.
Like, you know, just last year, I remember he had, like, the you know, Union Jack, like, the British flag, like, in the fans, and it was a very triumphant moment, and then this year, it's just, like, emptiness and just popped out. It's just, like, 2020. This is
2020 very 2020 win.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. That's funny. That's a good way to put it. It's a metaphorical
limping
win.
Towards
the
finish.
Metaphorical win. But he did win again at Silverstone.
Yep.
A great race for Lewis. He was like, I was going to say who came second. Oh, yeah, right at the end, Max was chasing him down.
You were trying to remember who came second?
Well, no. I was trying to remember how Max, you know,
Bottas dropped out, and so Max
but
was...
like, you know, right towards the end, Max was, you know, cutting down the time as Lewis's tire.
Yeah, that was a shame because they pitted Max to get the fastest lap. Mm-hmm. I actually wanted to ask you about that. So, like, I know, like, it's just good to have a win just because it feels good and it, you know, your first place first, of course, feels way better than second and all that and good for the team and everything. But I'm like, as far as points go, like, what's the difference between first and second as far as how many points you get and like how many points do you get for fastest lap? Like, did they also lose out a lot on points? Not that it matters. I mean, it's, you know, not going to get fight for the championship anyway, but, you know, but was
exactly,
it...
Exactly, yeah. Right, exactly.
But still, I was just curious.
Yeah, so you get 25 points for a win, and you get 18 points for second.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get 1 point for fastest lap.
Okay, so yeah, it'd be better just to get first than second.
It's always just best to just win.
Of course. And I guess he would have, right. Because he got fastest lap just a couple laps prior to that, I think. And I think he was on his old tires, so he could have done both, really.
I know, it was questionable why he even pitted.
I know, I was confused. I remember, I was like, why is he pitting? Like, it's the last lap, you know?
Yeah.
But of course you can't just be like, hold on guys, Lewis's tire might explode, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, who knows?
Exactly.
Like, it seemed kind of obvious to us, cause I think we saw some graphics where it's like, oh, Lewis's tire is really wearing out too.
And
but Red Bull
hear,
doesn't know
I
that,
mean,
you know?
I was going to say we could hear the radio, but they can hear the radio too.
They can hear Lewis?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone can hear everyone's radio?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Well, Lewis is always complaining about his tires. So it's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. Which is funny because that reminds me, I meant to mention this, that in qualifying when Lewis did that big spin and his tire was clearly all messed up and he was immediately like, tires are fine.
Yeah, I know. I know. I thought about that too. Oh, they're fine. It's fine. It's like, are they?
Clearly
are
not
they?
Fine.
Yeah. It's like when you fall down and get embarrassed. And you're like, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Yeah, and then at the end of this race, when he literally only has three tires, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, right, I know.
He didn't say, like, guys, these tires, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this front left is shot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Lewis is becoming kind of Australian.
Mm-mm, gotta tighten it up.
I know.
You don't want the shoddy... accent work on this pod.
I know. Oh man, that's my front left, man. We're like, yes, Lewis, it's completely blown.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Right, you do just not have it. You were driving on your rim. Oh man, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it. So anyway, so Lewis extends his lead over Valtteri in the championship because Valtteri dropped back to
right,
like 12th.
Yeah. So
no
that, that's why
so
we're
Valtteri
like, Lewis Lewis is going to be champion. Congrats, Lewis.
Yeah, congrats, Lewis, on tying Michael Schumacher's championships.
I'm really excited, and I hope for the future. I've been thinking lately how fun it would be for Max to be in like a, like, I might win the championship
car
position. Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It just feels like it's his time.
Does that have to be Mercedes, do you think?
I guess. Well, this, I mean, who knows? I guess maybe once everything changes next year.
2022.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, I hope he gets, you know, I just hope he gets his chance. He'll drive the heck out of whatever car he has, which he'll do fine, but I just, he deserves a win.
The exciting thing about these regulation changes in 2022, to take a little bit of a tangent, is this history of Mercedes dominance began at the last regulation changes, 2014.
Okay.
And it was just because Mercedes just got it right.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else kind of struggled with it and had to play catch up. And Mercedes has never had to play catch up. They've always been ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they hit the ground running in 2014 with the new engine regulations, they just got it right. And Renault, who had the best engine prior to that, just fumbled. Honda, their engine just couldn't even go two laps without exploding. You know, things like that. They dropped out of the sport. You know, and so that's that. The rest is history. So in 2022, it's realistic that because of these drastic changes to the regulations, that all of a sudden, X team is
dominant.
Good, you know.
Yeah.
Probably it'll be Mercedes because they're just like really good at this game.
Yeah.
You know, but that doesn't mean it can't be like Renault or.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be Mercedes and another team, a couple other teams. Uh-huh. I don't mind Mercedes being good. It's just right now it's like a joke. I mean, they're just like blazing ahead off into the sunset. And
I know.
I mean, and it just you know, I miss there being competition at the front.
Right. Yeah, so speaking of that, the Red Bull, who should be their competition, Max finished second, although he shouldn't have. He should have finished third, probably. Yeah, he
was very comfortable third
there. Very comfortable third. Yeah, Max was so comfortable in third, he was joking with his engineer during the race about staying hydrated. Max could have won, obviously, if he didn't pit. We talked about that a little bit. But again, you can't predict the future.
Right, you just have to be grateful that you got second when you were going to get third. So I think he had a good attitude when they interviewed him.
He did. And honestly, this is a season where you're not going to challenge Mercedes for a championship. And so it's not like if you win or you get second, you're not like, oh, we missed out on those 7 points.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's going to make the difference because it's just not so.
Mm-hmm. And then the other Red Bull.
The Albon had, again, not a good qualifying. And I wanted to really find a way to justify that it wasn't totally his fault in qualifying, but he just, like, qualified 12th, you know, or something.
Yeah,
when Max qualified 3rd.
Didn't he destroy his car?
Ooh, he wrecked really hard, too, yeah.
I think he needs to get out of his head. He needs.
When did he wreck his car? Was that practice? That must have been in practice.
I think it was in practice.
Yeah, he wrecked his car big time. Yeah, that'll hurt your confidence.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So, Albon, the thing that he does well is he fights back from adversity and race. He has really strong racecraft. He's good. He has good races.
Okay.
But he ends up starting in like 12th or 13th or 14th and then racing up all the way to like 9th or 8th or 7th or 6th or 4th or 5th or something.
Mm-hmm.
So if he could just start 4th or 5th instead of like 14th, that would be ideal. So we could go on and on about it. That it's the eternal question at Red Bull. How soon until somebody replaces?
Who would they replace him with? Just put him. I mean, who else is there?
They just don't really have anybody. They have all these kind of like young driver Red Bull program people, but you have to have super license points in order to be eligible to drive in Formula One. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how many of their young drivers are eligible to.
Right.
So, you know, okay. Sebastian Vettel, maybe. Probably not.
I mean, well, hopefully Albon gets the opportunity to redeem, you know, get back in the game. He was doing all right before.
Yeah, he was, and really, it's becoming very interesting that it's not unusual for teams to have like one, you know, like a first driver and second driver. That's a thing, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
You're the first driver, where this guy's second driver.
Sure.
But at Red Bull, it really seems so much like the car is built around Max. And Max has such a unique way of driving, or something. Like, there's something about just guys can't. You know, look at Gasly. He's been great at Toro Rosso / AlphaTauri.
Mm-hmm.
When he's gone back, he's been great.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Albon has been great, you know, in everything he's ever driven. And suddenly they just struggle to drive these cars that are literally built for Max Verstappen.
Mm-hmm.
they are built for him and designed for him, because that's just how it works at Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's interesting to me.
Sure.
That it's kind of... that the dynamic would be so strongly tilted in his favor that it would be, like, almost impossible to drive on the other side of the garage in his same car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the next team I have is Ferrari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, you kind of had split destinies there.
Yeah.
I mean, Charles did all right. Did well.
Yeah.
Did really well for, you know, the car he was driving. And, yeah, got third, which was exciting. But just out of luck, of course. But then Vettel was out, like, picking flowers. And
yeah. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You gotta hand it to Charles for doing something similar to, like, maybe what Max is doing in his car and driving it way farther up the road than it deserves to be driven.
Yeah, totally.
And that just shows how good he is, which is fun to watch. It's really fun to watch Charles do that. Bad day for Vettel. Bad whole weekend for Vettel.
Yeah, nothing.
He was just
right.
All over the place in practice and qualified like 14th or something crazy. I don't even know what. Just, I don't have it in front of me, but not good. And yeah, finished 12th, I think, or 11th.
Out of the points, yeah.
Out of the points, yeah. So, man, again.
Ooh, that was good thunder.
Ooh, is that thunder?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we said from the very beginning, I remember this race reminded me of something I said from the very first race when I was like, do you remember?
This year's going to be Vettel's year.
No. After the very first race. Where I was like, remember we were going to ask this question. We were like, how is it going to go for Vettel? Is he going to fly? Is he going to flop? Is he going to answer the call? And then I was like, and the answer was, it could not have gone any worse. You know, I was like, it was unimaginably bad. And I'm like, that was just prescient. Like, here we are. And everything has just continued to get.
Yeah. It's, I mean.
Worse and worse.
That's. Right. I mean, it just follows its trajectory that last year he set up, where he just makes mistakes and doesn't perform very well.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think it would be less surprising, or more surprising, that he was doing well than struggling.
Right. That's a good point. That would be more surprising, actually. Which, like, raises the question, it's like, everyone's like, oh, it would be so great to get him into Racing Point next year or Aston Martin, but should they just keep Sergio Perez? Is Sergio Perez better than Sebastian Vettel? Should they just keep Checo? Because, like, I think he might be better. You know? Like, what's the reason to get Sebastian Vettel in there?
Besides, I know he doesn't seem like much of a catch right now.
Not really. He's German, and they have a Mercedes partnership, you know, so he's, like, sponsorship money.
Yeah, but Sergio Perez has lots of money that comes with him, so. Mm-hmm. And he's, done really well, just when he's not.
But he's got the
riddled
COVID.
With coronavirus.
Exactly. Ferrari. But yeah, Leclerc, it is really a shame that Ferrari can't give Leclerc a competitive car.
Yeah, not right now.
Hopefully they can.
I hope so too.
Because that kid is good.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't think it's like the worst thing in the world to be in his position right now. I think there's still a lot of hope and exciting things for in his future.
Yeah, you know, and that reminds me, because I was thinking of the same thing about Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
who, you know, we've debated a little bit on the pod about, like, oh, should he regret going to Ferrari and mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. But I thought, you know, going to Ferrari is like a career-long decision. You're not going to go to Ferrari for a few years. You're going to go to Ferrari and hopefully stay there for the rest of your career.
Mm-hmm.
So if Ferrari's not very good this year or next year,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of okay. You're kind of mm-hmm. like, meh, whatever.
Yeah, you're not on a team that might just, like, disappear, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Ferrari's has, like, staying power, I should hope, you know?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And has, yeah, and it's, like, legendary. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's still a lot of things that are exciting about Ferrari, even if they're just, like, terrible right now.
Yeah. I'm doing so good.
Yeah. And, man, I'm just, yeah, well, I guess we're about to talk about the McLarens, or who's next?
Not McLaren, but we can talk about McLaren next. Good start for Sainz.
Yeah, well, it's just, I'm excited. Oops, I mean, it's just exciting how well McLaren's cars have been running and how Ricciardo will be in one next year. And
that is exciting, yeah.
That's really exciting.
Norris versus Ricciardo.
Right, that's going to be very thrilling. And then, like, yeah, and then Carlos will be in. I just wonder, like, yeah, what if, like, Leclerc was in the McLaren today? I'm just like, how would he have done? Like, I wonder, you know, like, would he have, you know, like, him, would he and Max be able to, like, I don't know. Like, it seems like the McLaren cars are really good, and, I mean, they have really good drivers in them, but I don't know. I just,
right.
It'll be cool, I guess. Long story short is, like, when drivers change cars, it's kind of fun because you can see, like, how much was the driver and how much mm-hmm. was the car, and you kind of mm-hmm. get those mm-hmm. more perspective on mm-hmm. that. I think that's neat.
Yeah, that's
a
really...
Yeah,
and I think that's neat. There's an interesting... That's a really interesting question about motorsport, is how much of the lap time is the machine and how much of it is the driver.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a balance, you know, between how much of it is the machine and how much of it is the driver. But to a certain point, obviously the driver makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously the machine makes a difference too, as we see yeah. with, like, Mercedes and Racing Point.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the McLarens finished, I think Lando finished fourth. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, Charles
would
have...
Everyone kind of got bumped up when Bottas.
Yeah, right.
But they had good fights with Ricciardo.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Norris and Sainz
Norris
and with
was
each
racy
other.
Today.
Yeah, he's been racy, hasn't he?
He has been. He had a bad start. He
this
got
race?
This race. It was almost a tale of two laps, his first lap.
Because
I followed him real closely on the first lap, and he was real punchy at the beginning of the first lap, and, like, passed a car, and then looked like he was going to pass Sainz, and then got just, like, lost a ton of momentum, and then got passed by, like, two cars mm-hmm. and lost a couple positions.
I guess him
and
Stroll, yeah, Stroll was mixed up in there for a while, too,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was, like, Stroll, Ricciardo, Sainz, Norris.
Vettel just...
Vettel
in
was,
the
like, in 11th or something. Who knows? Oh, poor guy. But yeah, and so Norris ends up fourth or fifth or whatever. But yeah, some of it is luck because, you know, he made it harder on himself than it needed to be. It was a shame because if he hadn't lost a couple of positions at the beginning of the race and had maybe gained a position at the beginning of the race mm-hmm. and spent most of the race in fourth or fifth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Bottas has a flat tire.
Right.
Now we're talking about another podium for Lando.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that would have been cool.
That would have been cool. So that's pretty much it.
I like how it's like, yeah, like for anyone to get a podium, Mercedes, like, literally,
like a
tire has to explode. They're just like... All the other teams just, like, descend upon it. Like,
Yeah.
Like a feeding frenzy. Like, oh, we can get that yum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yep, they're very, very good. They're very, very good. Haas, or no, sorry, I skipped Racing Point.
Yeah.
Hulk didn't race.
Yeah, so that's one of the cars didn't start, which is a pretty important thing for a car to be able to do.
Yeah, to be able to turn on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other one just really didn't do very well. And I mean, I don't like Stroll, and I don't want to give him any credit, but he, I mean, usually he does better than he did this week.
True. Or
the last couple races, he's done better than he did this week,
I guess. Yeah, true. He finished ninth. He just never really got it going. You know, I think that he got bogged down, like you said, in that, like, midfield battle. And proved that, you know, that's not his strength. It's not, he's not even in what is supposed to be the second fastest car on the grid.
Mm-hmm.
That he wasn't able to get through or around. Or by the likes of Ricardo.
Yeah, when you're driving right against Ricardo and yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, was it a bad day for the car? Was the car not optimized for the track? Or, you know, can we just be hypercritical of Stroll and say that?
Yeah. Do better. Well, actually, don't do better.
Oh, whoops! That was a loud, obnoxious noise I made with my headphones. So today, sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I don't want to haterate.
Yes, you do.
I'm gonna refrain from doing it though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a little bit surprising that in his car that has looked so strong, he fell back rather than went
mm-hmm,
forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the story of his race.
Yep.
Really. Renault?
Yeah, they did good. They had a good... Very good. Both of them, Ocon and Ricardo, I think.
Yes, yes. Ricardo finished fourth. Yeah, so Lando was fifth, not fourth.
Who was fourth? Ricardo?
Ricardo was fourth.
Oh, good.
And Ocon was sixth. So very good day.
That's good. Yeah, good for them. So Sainz was seventh?
No, Sainz was like 15th or something. Because remember, his tire exploded. Oh, that's
right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
What's up with Silverstone? They have...
Yeah, I don't know.
Explodey tire conditions.
Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, good job, Renault.
Yeah, good job, Renault.
That was pretty good for them.
Ricardo had an especially good race, I felt like.
Yeah, he was strong the whole race.
Mm-hmm.
He was up
mm-hmm.
there.
Had a couple good overtakes. Ocon, too, I guess. I felt like Ocon maybe got kind of caught behind Stroll for a long time.
Yeah, I was like, Stroll, correctly. Ocon, and Vettel were kind of...
Yeah, yeah. Ocon didn't have a bad race, just maybe one of his better races, actually. He hasn't shown, as in past tense of shine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. yet. He hasn't shown yet.
Yeah.
As many have suspected he would. But today was okay for him. It was a little obviously sixth place, but still, yeah, this was his best race so far, and yeah, a great day for Daniel Ricciardo.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would be really excited about today. Big old mm-hmm. goofy smile on Daniel Ricciardo's face today.
Good job, Danny.
Saying something goofy and Australian,
mm-hmm.
which is just English, but funny
it is
sounding.
English.
Let's see. I don't know. Anything
don't know
else to
what.
Say about Renault?
No.
Haas. Magnussen got wrecked.
Things. Yeah, he.
By
had a scary wreck.
Yeah, by Albon.
Oh, that was that one where
yeah.
he hit his tire.
Yeah.
And he went off pretty hard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And at first glance, I did not think that it was Albon's fault, but Albon got a 5-second penalty for it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was surprised by, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, everyone was kind of being a little sketchy today. A lot of people were being sketchy.
Oh, that's true. Like, Lance Stroll was Stroll weaving was all over weaving. The place. Grosjean was weaving all over the place.
Mm-hmm. They got scolded.
They did get the black and white scolded flag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, weaving all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't just do that. Mm-mm. Yeah. So, Magnussen out on the first lap after Albon tries to overtake him on the inside and boops him.
Yeah, Albon was on the other side of that.
Yeah.
This time.
He gave him ruined the Hamilton treatment. Yeah.
Someone else's race.
Yeah, this at high speed this time.
Yeah. That was the very first lap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bummer.
Grosjean, remember, was on a different strategy than everyone Grosjean else.
Was just on a whole different orbit. Yeah, he's just like,
yeah.
He was like in fourth or fifth for a little while because he just wouldn't pit.
And then he was just in the last. Yeah. Well, that didn't work out.
No.
It's like me and my video games where I'm like, I'm going to... Like, should I pit now? Fill your
minds with the strategy.
Should I pit? I guess not. Oh, God. I should have pitted. Yeah. I know. Oh, God. So that didn't work out for Haas. Yeah. Williams, I have next.
I wasn't really noticing what they were doing.
Yeah, for most of the race, but Russell ended up 12th.
Well, that's how three people dropped out, right? So, or there were only, what, like 17, 16?
People yeah, I think finished. 17. But still, that's, like, really good.
Yeah, he's been doing well.
Yeah. Latifi 15th. You know, so, I mean, those are...
Yeah, because the Alfa Romeos are just garbage.
Yeah.
Hot garbage.
Yeah. Respectable-ish numbers for Williams. But honestly, you're right. Pretty anonymous. I don't have any other notes besides Russell. Yeah,
we didn't
12th,
get a lot of footage Latifi from, like, 15th. The caboose.
No, not really. AlphaTauri.
Uh-huh. They did okay, didn't they? I guess not.
No, they did. Gasly was strong.
Well, Kvyat didn't finish.
Kvyat had a huge wreck.
Yeah. Oh, he was the one with the scary wreck.
Yeah. Going through the maggots and beckets.
Yeah.
The sweepy left, right, left, right.
Yeah, and he was really down on himself. I wanted to give him a little pat on the back. Cause he was like, I'm sorry.
I know. He was really upset.
He was upset, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He really was, yeah. Yeah, I was surprised by how upset it was.
Might have been like the adrenaline, you know, like you'd have a big crash and I mean, I guess maybe he knows what he did and he's like, oh yeah, I was freaking, I wasn't supposed to or whatever, but it mm-hmm. could have just been like his immediate reaction was just to be like, ah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like slap. He's the just disappointed. Out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a classic sports move.
Okay, I know. It was thrilling. That was like what the raw emotion.
I know. Yeah.
Formula One.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be on Netflix. You better.
Oh
believe
yeah,
it.
Are they filming that?
Yeah, they are.
The COVID season? Yeah. I'm surprised they're like, oh yeah, let's let this whole film crew in too to complicate things.
They are. They're filming it. Yeah.
I guess they must get a lot of new viewership because Drive to Survive brings a lot of new fans in, which is always good for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, anything you like and are part of a fandom, like if there's a new movie, I know, or a new thing, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I was an original fan or whatever. People get kind of up in arms about like, that
being
you know,
a snob sort of
yeah but you've got to always remember that like these things are good for your if you like something new fans are good for the thing that you like you know because it sustains it
absolutely
I say that as a new fan. Yeah.
Absolutely big wreck for Kvyat and he got upset he got mad. Mm-hmm. The Martin Brundle and most of the people were saying that it wasn't his fault, that his tire just popped.
Exploded, which was the thing to do today.
Yeah. So that wouldn't have been super unusual. Alfa Romeo, which is two words, not one. Mm-hmm. Just boring and slow all day again.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. One, Kimmy lost his part of his car.
Kimmy did lose part of his car.
That's Why? True. Do you remember, like, what happened? It looked like it just kind of really flew off the car. I never saw what happened.
I know.
Because it's like he kept going, but then like his like part of his wing was just like off in the grass somewhere.
Yeah.
Like yeah. What happened?
I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea. I have no idea. So are you ready to rate the race?
Oh, that's right.
You got to rate the race.
Okay.
Let's give you a reminder of the ratings real quick. Yeah, I
definitely need a reminder.
Okay, so 10 is exceptional.
Not that.
Okay, 9 is outstanding, which is basically just, you know, everything but exceptional.
Right, yeah, understood.
8, very good. 7, good. 6, solid. 5, patchy. 4, disappointing. 3, poor. Poor.
Poor.
2, very poor.
Very poor.
1, terrible. No redeeming qualities. No redeeming
qualities. What do you remember what I gave the last race?
We gave it a solid.
Was that 6? Because I honestly, I kind of want to, what's 5?
5 is...
Okay.
Patchy.
Patchy. I don't think it was patchy. I mean, I know it was a boring race, but I enjoyed it. I was watching the whole time. But
wouldn't that be patchy, where it's kind of like it's boring at some points, and then it's exciting?
Yeah, true. That's true. Boring, I guess that's the definition of patchy. Okay, let's do a 5 then. It was thrilling. I guess the last race there weren't any crashes or big upsets or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this race there was, and I honestly, like, I enjoyed watching this race more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was kind of, when you were reading them, I was like, I kind of want to give it, like, I was like 6 or 7, maybe. I don't know, but maybe not 7. This would be crazy, but.
Yeah.
You'll but know I feel weird like because, yeah, you'll because know. Also, I mean, I do know it was kind of boring in the middle, but I liked it. It was just like a nice little race.
Yeah, it was a good race.
And I it liked was it fun. Too. Like the end, like how the last Five's lap, not you were a just bad like, rating. Oh my gosh.
It's like, you know, it's not.
I prefer races that are like, maybe I almost prefer races that are like patchy than races that are just like, oh, this is pretty good. And the ones that are like, this is boring, they're like, oh my God. Like, you know, I like the you have the lows, like slow the burns. Highs.
The slow burns.
Yeah, I don't.
Kind of like a baseball game, sort of.
What I'm saying is I don't, I like the ones where it's like, and then crazy things happen.
Oh, okay. I thought you like they're were patchy. Saying the opposite
no,
of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying like, yeah, it's patchy, but it was almost like more thrilling because it was patchy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But yeah, we'll give it a patchy, a 5.
A 5.
I mean, are we like, agree on it?
I think it was patchy because of that very same thing. I think it was exciting at the beginning, then I think it was boring during the middle, and then I think it was exciting at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might could see giving it a solid because yeah. There was like...
I kind of want to give it a solid.
Because there was pretty good midfield battles throughout,
mm-hmm.
You know? But
I mean, none of the races this season are going to be thrilling because none of them have first. Well, right. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But I anticipate that if Mercedes is going to be so dominant.
Maybe Mercedes will just sit one out.
They'll be so far ahead in points. They'll be like, we don't want to risk the car this week. You guys just go ahead. We'll just. Right. We're going to take this one off.
We're tired.
Yeah.
We are. A little tired.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Probably not. All right. Good pod.
Is that it? Don't we rate something else? We just rate that.
That's it.
Do we do like a driver of the day we did last year?
Oh, yeah. We did driver of the race. You want to do driver of the race? Who is your driver of the race?
I guess I brought it up. I don't know. I know. I hadn't thought.
Leclerc?
Yeah, maybe Leclerc. I mean, he didn't really have to... Did he have to fend people off, really, though? Maybe Ricardo had a great for race. Sure. Yeah, Ricardo had a great race. Driver of the day.
Okay.
There you have it, Danny. Your Formula Funds, DOD.
Yeah.
DOTD.
Yeah. There you go.
Heard it here first.
Official.
Please give us your mailing address. We'll send you a certificate in the mail. You can send us money. That's fine.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay, great. Got anything else? Thanks for listening to our podcast, everyone.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.